while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A North Metro school district is targeted by a suspected ransomware attack. The FBI is investigating a physical confrontation during an ICE protest at the Whipple Federal Building, and the Minnesota Timberwolves are playoff bound. But first, Ramsey County is demanding answers from DHS in a new ICE misconduct probe. Local authorities are investigating federal agents for the alleged kidnapping and burglary of U.S. citizen Scott Tao in January and are demanding that DHS release the officers' identities and an incident report by April 30th. The probe centers on whether agents illegally entered Tao's home, later dragging him outside in only a blanket and a pair of shorts. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher.
You can ask yourself, as you look at those pictures, is that good law enforcement to take an American citizen out of their home and drive them around aimlessly?
County Attorney John Choi says they're also investigating five additional incidents of potential federal misconduct involving undocumented victims. Today is the start of Minnesota's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and right on cue, we have a threat of storms this afternoon and this evening. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
It's an enhanced risk, they call it, 3 out of 5 scale of severity, and we're kind of on the northern edge in the Twin Cities, but I think most of it is going to be just south, again, heading down toward Owatonna, eventually Albert Lea, and pushing southeastern Minnesota into western Wisconsin.
Still, Chris says that there is a chance of large hail and damaging winds today, and just a slight chance of an isolated tornado. A Minnesota House Ways and Means Committee today looking at how the state is responding to schools and businesses adversely affected by Operation Metro Surge. Representative Cedric Frazier is the Democratic co-chair of the committee.
Today I'm calling on our GOP colleagues directly. Look at what has happened to the state. Acknowledge the harm. Not as a political concession, but as a human one. And then let's respond with the urgency that Minnesotans deserve.
Advocates say small business owners need help right away before temporary damage becomes permanent loss. A suspected ransomware attack in a North Metro school district has led to the cancellation of classes today. Officials with Spring Lake Park Schools say somebody hacked into the district's systems yesterday, leading them to shut down all their systems to prevent further access. All childcare and after-school activities are also canceled today. They say they're working with cybersecurity experts to get the district back online. The FBI is investigating a physical confrontation that happened over the weekend during an ICE protest at the Whipple Federal Building.
Turning Point USA contributor Savannah Hernandez posted the video that showed her getting knocked down. She also made this statement.
So I have all this on camera. It's fine. And because we're in Minneapolis, you can't press charges against any of these people either. There we go, guys. There we go. Minneapolis! Incredible. What am I going to do?
The FBI is not saying what they are looking for in the probe. The confrontation on Saturday came during a protest that was called Bye Bye Bondi. That's referring to former U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, who was fired by President Trump. The Whipple Building near Fort Snelling was the headquarters for ICE during Operation Metro Surge and continues to be the site of protests. Al Schock, News Talk A30, WCCO.
A virtual meeting on the future of George Floyd Square took place today with an in-person meeting set for tomorrow night at Phelps Park. Minneapolis city officials informed community members about the start of construction at the site where George Floyd was killed while in police custody. This summer, street and infrastructure improvements will begin at 38th in Chicago in South Minneapolis. People supporting the project say the goal is to support remembrance, gathering, and safety while honoring the significance of the site. An elementary school that burned in an arson attack in St. Cloud is scheduled to reopen today for in-person learning. The blaze happened last month at Westwood Elementary School, and a 9-year-old student at the school is identified as a suspect. Prosecutors point out that children under the age of 10 cannot be prosecuted for criminal offenses in juvenile court. Investigators say the fire was started in a bathroom at the school. A staff of about 100 cleaned the building's interior. Air quality and safety testing were scheduled before the school reopened. A constitutional amendment to Minnesota's permanent school fund could end up on the statewide ballot in November.
State Senator Mary Kunish telling WCCO Radio's Blois Olson on the Sunday Take that they want voters to decide how money from that fund should be distributed.
This amendment would take the corpus of that permanent school fund, shift it from an interest and dividends only model to a percent of market value. And it will basically double the amount of money per pupil that goes to our students from the permanent school fund.
The fund has been part of the state's constitution since Minnesota joined the United States in 1858. A record $58 million was distributed to the state's 329 public and charter schools in the 24-25 school year. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, the Minnesota Timberwolves are playoff bound after winning a meaningless game while resting almost all of their regulars last night at Target Center. The team will travel to Denver for their first round matchup with the Denver Nuggets Saturday afternoon. The Wolves have been locked into the sixth seed for the last several days. Perhaps the highlight for fans last night at the regular season finale.
Target Center!
The return of legend Kevin Garnett, who made a special appearance at the game. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.